No, so it's 2-2 on Tuchman. Cubs have the best home record in all of Major League Baseball. They are 10-3 here at Wrigley. Kansas City, we're going there Monday. They're 12-5 at Kauffman. Two out, 2-2. Just outside. Oh, that was close. Fastball missed by like 2 inches. And Tuchman took it, so it's a full count. Ian Happ on deck, hoping for a chance here on the home third. Ross kicks into the wind, 3-2 pitch, swing ground ball towards second. Getting in front of it with a forehand to field is Terang. Throws a BB to first in time to get Tuchman. Inning over, and Joe Ross has his first 1-2-3 of the day. After three full, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Top of the fourth, no score. Willie Adames, Jake Bowers, Reese Hoskins. 4, 5, and 6 on today's lineup card to face Hayden Wesneski. Willie Adames flew to left. That ended the first, and the pitch. Up and in, ball one. Wesneski threw 63 pitches in his first start of the year Sunday. He misses low, it's 2-0 on Willie. Usually that means they can get you up close to 75 to 80 pitches the next time you go. Being stretched out after he'd been a reliever, getting called up. 2-0 pitch, chopped foul by Adames. Wesneski's been very good. Cubs have had all these injuries to their pitching staff, including the ace Justin Steele. So they've been needing arms. And he came up midway through April from AAA. Right-hander's 2-1 to Willie. Swung on the ground, it sharply, but foul wide of third, 2-2. It's pause 10 for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Leading off the fourth, Willie Adames, a 2-2 count. No score in this top of the fourth inning at Wrigley. The 2-2 pitch up and in for a fastball did Wesneski, and it's a full count. Jake Bowers in the on-deck circle. The right-hander has his sign from Amaya. Wind-up, 3-2 pitch. Outside, did he swing? He did. Home plate umpire Nick Marley rings up the swing without even asking for an appeal. The pitch was way outside. Willie was walking towards first base, thinking he'd taken a ball four. I don't know if he swung, but that's usually one that you at least ask. Taking a look at the replay on our video monitor, it was close. And I'm surprised that was the home plate umpire calling it. So strikeout, and here's Bowers, and he takes at the very bottom of the zone for strike one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know what harm there is in asking for help in that situation. It was a close call. I don't necessarily think it was a terrible call, but close enough that I think you ask.
Bowers takes one that skips in, 1-1. That's the third strikeout for Wisniewski. The first came from this batter, Jake Bowers, leading off the second. 1-1 the count. Wind up in the pitch. Called a strike right at the knees. Fastball, 1-2. Joe Ross, a 1-2-3 flawless inning in the third, brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can, proud partner of the Brewers. Stop by your local grocer and stock up. 1-2. Bowers stakes high and away, 2-2. Carbless, less is more. Wisniewski now approaching 50 pitches. The 2-2. Bowers takes inside. We've got another full count. Pretty much packed in at Wrigley. You take a look around the outfield bleacher seats and you don't see any open. The openings are along the first and third base lines. That there are. Great crowd to watch the series opener. 3-2 on Bowers. The pitch is chopped softly foul on a hop into his own dugout, first base side. Rained overnight into the morning, but it's cleared up. Sun is shining on a Friday. 3-2 again. Outside, ball four. He walked him. Threw a fastball and Bowers patiently took it. Well, Adames almost walked, and now Bowers does get a free pass. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. One on, one out for Rhys Hoskins. Wisniewski had retired the previous five he'd faced. Hoskins struck out swinging back in the second. Line drive into right, slicing away from Tachman over towards the corner. Tachman slides, made the catch in fair territory on his knees. Great play by Mike Tachman. Hard to his left and back to first goes Bowers. That's out number two. That was slicing away from him. First base umpire Hunter Wendelstedt went out there and signaled fair ball. And it sure was a fair ball.
It almost has to be if it stays in play down that right field line. There is no foul territory. Makes the concentration of Tachman on that play that much more impressive.
Now Bryce Terang shoots a ground ball through the left side and a base hit. Right between third base and shortstop. Ian Happ throws it in to hold Bowers at second. Terang is 2 out of 2. Boy, he is swinging it so well. Brewers have a threat here in the fourth inning with Oliver Dunn coming up to the plate. A couple of ground ball singles for Terang. 0-0. But here's Dunn. He singled on the infield back in the second. Left-handed batter, right-handed hurler. The pitch inside, ball one. That hit by Terang makes the catch that Tachman had just made seem that much more important for the Cubs. Rookie Oliver Dunn, first time playing at Wrigley. And he takes a strike with a cutter. Top of the zone inside corner, 1-1. Rookies in the lineup today for the Brewers with Black and Dunn. Stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Swung on it, fouled back into the screen. He had a breaking ball right down the middle. 1-2. Pat Murphy was talking to the media about the young guys getting a chance to play in an exciting series like that. How beneficial he thinks it is for them as part of their major league development. Guys like Oliver Dunn. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, foul tipped and held on to by the catcher. Strike three, Amaya snags it after the foul, and that ends the inning. A couple of strikeouts for Wesneski, and the Brewers have stranded five. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. A Brewers group outing is the best way to celebrate any special occasion. Take the stress out of planning, as Brewers account reps will set you up with seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and more. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow. Into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Safe driving tip from Schneider's, whose professional truck drivers remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. On to the bottom of the fourth inning after the big strikeout for Wesneski. Still no score. Ian Happ is going to lead off, the number three batter for Chicago. Joe Ross has retired six straight. Happ singled his first time, and he chops a foul wide of first. When the Brewers are back next week, part of that homestand against the Cardinals and the Pirates will include Star Wars Night a week from tomorrow, May 11th, presented by 620 WTMJ. Special ticket gets you a Brewers reversible dark versus light side shirt. A one lined in the center for a base hit by Happ, who's 2 for 2. Got a fastball and hits a clean single. In by Perkins, and the Cubs for the second time have their leadoff man aboard. Talking about Star Wars Night, you can get your tickets brewers.com/theme nights the week from tomorrow. Unfortunately, we can't celebrate it on May the 4th because we're here. Christopher Morel up there with nobody out. Happ takes his lead at first. And Ross back to work from the stretch. First pitch, tried to check, but he committed on a slider low and away. First base umpire Hunter Wendelstedt gives the swinging strike to Morel. Each team now with three hits. Morel has good power. The one, line drive. Oh, third baseman Dunn, a diving play to second one. Tarang relay not in time. Morel beat it out, but a heck of a play by Oliver Dunn. A smash that appeared ticketed for the left field corner, and Dunn full extension dive. How did that ball find his glove? Incredible reaction play there. Brewers have had just fantastic infield defense this season, and that was one of the sparkling plays that we've seen.
It's a great job to dive and keep that ball on the infield, but then to also be under control enough to get up and spin and make a good throw to second base.
Here's Michael Busch. So Morel at first with one out, and Busch takes a slider for a strike. Joey Ortiz has been so good over at third, but Dunn is getting to the point where you almost feel like you're not missing much when Joey's not in there. Bush doubled back in the second, and he chops it wide of first foul. So he's behind Ross, nothing in two. When that ball was hit by Morrell, my mind had already gone to whether or not Happ was going to be able to score from first. How quickly could the left fielder get the ball in? I didn't even think there was a chance that Dunn could stop it. Changes the complexion of the inning. Scoreless in the fourth, 0-2 on the batter, Bush. And the pitch. Fastball taken high. Michael Bush came over in the offseason from the Dodgers, where he'd been a big prospect. LA just didn't have room for a power left-handed batting first baseman. That is occupied there. This guy's got six homers already, the rookie. 1-2, flied into right shallow. It's going to drop in front of Frelick, base hit. Stopping at second is Morrell as Sal throws it in. And Michael Bush is 2-for-2, so it's first and second and only one out for the Cubs. He did not hit that very hard, but he was able to bloop it in. See if Joe Ross can pitch out of trouble here in the fourth to keep this game scoreless. Dansby Swanson to the plate. Grounded out to short his first time. Ross would love that result here. Chance at a double play. That's where the infield is positioned. From the stretch, the pitch swung on and flied into center. It's going to be a play for Blake Perkins. Goes back several steps. Circles underneath in front of the track. Makes the catch. Throw comes into third. That's not in time. And both runners advance. Morrell was the one tagging from second. And Blake Perkins threw it all the way through to Oliver Dunn. Once Bush saw that was not going to get cut off, he followed and moved up to second base. So it's a flyout by Swanson. There's two down in the inning, but now two in scoring position. And Ross will deal with Matt Mervis, another one of those Cubs rookies. He struck him out in the second. Stretching the pitch. Mervis swings through a sinking fastball. It's pretty much middle-middle. On Mervis. Spent the first almost full month of the year at AAA, did this rookie. Left-handed hitter. The 0-1 pitch, down low. Slider taken, 1-1. Mervis did get a cup of coffee last year for David Ross's Cubs, 27 games. So the 1-1. Missed outside on a slider. Trying to come through the back door. Just missed, and it's 2-1. First base is open. And you do have a right-handed batter, Miguel Amaya, on deck. But Mervis, you probably want to go after a guy that's 3-for-24 this year. Second and third, they lead the 2-1. Strike, a fastball. Painted on the lower outside corner. Great pitch. 2-2. Morrell at third and Bush at second. Ross sets outside of his chest. He's got the sign. Kicks and the 2-2 pitch. Right down the middle. He struck him out with a fastball and Mervis couldn't pull the trigger. Joe Ross, 96 mile an hour cheese. And that ends the inning. Each pitcher strands a couple in the fourth. Ortho ASAP, strikeout number 3. Let's go to the fifth. 0-0 at Wrigley on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On to the fifth inning, no score. Brewers and Cubs. Blake Perkins to lead off, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Wesneski's been very good so far for the Cubs, and his first pitch to Perkins in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Perkins 0-for-1. He grounded out to Horner back in the second inning. Wesneski, first base side of the rubber, out of the windup. The pitch missed a little bit high. One ball and one strike. It is a tough day to hit at Wrigley. Never know what you're going to get once the calendar flips to May. You pretty much can count on the wind blowing in April here. 1-1. Swung on and chopped foul at the plate. It's 1-2. This ballpark, and you talk to people around baseball, it's a consensus pretty much, is one of the most extreme ballparks, if not the most extreme ballpark in Major League Baseball in terms of how it plays from one day to the next. 1-2. Checked his swing on a breaking ball down in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes on Perkins. This can play as one of the larger parks in Major League Baseball when the wind is blowing in. When the wind is blowing out, this place is a launching pad. And the wind blowing in today, just enough that it is knocking some balls down that are hitting the air. 2-2. This is popped up on the infield. Behind the mound, third baseman Chris Morrell calling for it. Makes the catch. And there's one away. And here's Sal Frelick, who's 0-for-2 today. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Frelick has flied to left. He's grounded out to third. Wesneski, the pitch. And Sal took a strike. It's 0-1. Wesneski is at 62 pitches as he works here in the fifth. He's been efficient. 1-1. Frelick lines one down the right field line. That is a foul ball. Hit off the top of the little sidewall. And that might sound like it was plenty foul, but there is, again, no foul territory down that right field line. So that wasn't foul by much. Off the bat is Sal Frelick. And if that is a fair ball, Sal is off and running. That is triples territory at that point for Frelick. Takes his time to come back and get the bat. Out of breath a little bit after he was hustling out of the box, thinking maybe that had a shot to get down. No balls and two strikes on Frelick. Wesneski's pitch is high. It's 1-2. Just 6 for his last 45. 1-2 is up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Trying to get Frelick going. He had that slow start. And then about 8-9 days into the season, he really took off. 2-2 pitch to Frelick. Inside, nearly hit him. And the count is full. It's 3-2. But the last couple of weeks have been a little bit tougher for Frelick. Right, the waves of the season, that's how it goes, especially for young players. 3-2, swing and a miss. Took a huge hack at a sweeper that was down and in. And strikeout number 5 for Wes Neske. There are two down, and here's William Contreras. Experience Brewers baseball like a VIP when you book an all-inclusive area at American Family Field. You can enjoy premium spaces, complimentary food and beverage, and great views of the action. Learn more at brewers.com/all-in. Contreras takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Chilly day at Wrigley. Very good crowd. Expecting good weather the rest of the weekend as well. 0-1. That is a strike on the outside edge. Beautiful breaking ball. And it's 0-2. This is probably the coldest of the 3 days. Tomorrow is going to be beautiful. Sunday in the 60s again, but very manageable. 0-2's way outside. That was that big sweeper from Wes Neske. 1-2. Six-year-old looks in. Out of the windup, the 1-2 to Contreras. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went back to that sweeper. And two strikeouts in a 1-2-3. Top of the fifth inning for Hayden Wes Neske. We go to the bottom of 5. Still knotted at zeros on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Well, up your Brewers swag as the Mother's Day game coming up on Sunday, May the 12th. That's that game against the Cardinals. That'll be the finale of that series. You get a belt bag giveaway for the first 10,000 ticketed fans through the gates, courtesy of American Family Insurance. Grab seats for that game against St. Louis now by going to Brewers.com. Very good pitcher's duel going on so far here at Wrigley Field. 8-9-1 for the Cubs, due up in a 0-0 ballgame, bottom of the fifth. Joe Ross to Miguel Amaya, swing and a miss at the slider, 0-1. That's been a good pitch for him so far today. When Ross has been his best, that slider has been a key component of why. A one pitch, and Amaya rips one down the left field line. It is hooking foul. And out of play, it's 0-2. That was a two-seamer in, and he pulled his hands in and yanked that ball foul down the left field line. So he'll have to hit on Ross's terms here. Joe looks in. Contreras setting up low and away. And the 0-2 pitch. Bounced one in the dirt. It's a ball and two strikes. That was the curveball that time from Ross. Ross looks in. Kicks in, delivers the 1-2 pitch. Bouncer towards Dunn on a second hop. Field sets his feet, throws to first in time, and retires Amaya for the first out here in the fifth inning. And here's Pete Crow Armstrong. This is the return in the Javi Baez trade with the New York Mets back in 2021. Came up last year, really struggled with the bat, but he has been swinging it better of late. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. At that slider, it's 0-1. And now home plate umpire Nick Marley is coming out and actually just taking a new baseball out to Ross and asking for more baseballs from the ball boy. He clear out in front of home plate and then motioned for more baseballs as he threw a new one out to Ross. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Down and in with a changeup. He's had a hard time landing that pitch today. One ball and one strike to count. Good weekend this weekend to dust off all that lawn furniture, get all that outdoor work done you need to get done. Ross is 1-1. That missed low. Two balls and one strike. If you haven't cleaned up the grill and got it ready for grilling season, you should do that. Weather's going to cooperate for you. And don't forget to make sure you stop by the grocery store. Make a big Usinger's run. Stock up on all that Usinger sausage, the Italians, the Polish. 2-1 outside, three balls and one strike. Of course, you got to have the staple. That's the brats. The all-beef franks. It is not a true weekend unless you're out on that patio or deck with the grill going and the Usinger sausages smelling up the neighborhood. Hit foul and out of play down that left field line. Three balls and two strikes here on Pete Crow Armstrong. As I say that, I can smell the sausages here at Wrigley Field. Ross brings home 3-2. Hit in the air, shallow left, Bowers racing in, and he'll run out of room. It's out of play. Bowers did a good job tracking it and also did a good job of looking up and finding the wall and avoiding a big collision. Young fan made a play on it down there. And you're just glad on those types of plays that you can avoid it without any kind of injury. It's dangerous down these lines at Wrigley with that brick sidewall. You can tumble right over it, too. There's no give to it, of course.
Remember, you know who remembers that? Anybody, Moise Salou.
Yeah. For other reasons.
Yeah. Steve Bartman over there.
Yeah, right in that area. Three balls and two strikes to Pete Crow Armstrong. Ross's pitch. Hit out towards right. Frelick back on it with a play. Makes the catch. And there's two down. Another ball struck pretty well. Off the bat of Pete Crow Armstrong, and it just went nowhere. Off the bat, you thought that was at least going to get back to the warning track and challenge the wall. That's just a medium depth fly ball out to Sal Frelick. There's two down for Nico Horner. You hit the ball in the air today, it's just not going anywhere. And it doesn't feel like it's that significant of a wind. We have played here where the wind is howling in. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. That's not what this is, but when you get it up in the air, the ball is being impacted by it, and it's just not traveling today. A 1 lined into left. Bowers will hustle over and cut it off on a couple of hops, then knocks it down. Stopping at second is Nico Horner. He's in there with a double. So a two-out double for Horner. That's his second. I should say that's the Cubs' second double of this game. And they've got a runner in scoring position now for Mike Tauchman. Tauchman 0 for 2. Flied to center back in the first. He grounded out to second base back in the third. Left-handed hitter against the righty Joe Ross, who's at 64 pitches as he works. And Ross's first offering to Tauchman is fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-1. Horner with good speed at second base. Pitch is high and it's 1-1. Missed with a fastball way upstairs. Easy take for Tauchman. Zero-zero ball game here at Wrigley. Two outs, runner at second, bottom of the fifth. The 1-1 to Tauchman. Missed inside with a fastball. It goes to two balls and one strike. This has been a much better start for Ross than his last one against the Yankees. But trying to keep the Cubs off the scoreboard here in the fifth. Two-one to Tauchman. Bounced one in the dirt. Right back into the glove of Contreras. And now they've got Horner in a rundown. Skips one to Adames. Now to Dunn, who applies the tag on Horner. Horner thought that was going to get back to the backstop. And Contreras did a great job knocking it down and then just grabbing it out of the air. And by the time he got the baseball, Horner was halfway between second and third and like a deer in the headlights. Wow, nice heads-up play by Contreras. And Joe Ross gets out of the inning. We head to the sixth 0-0 ballgame on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Tyler Black leads off the top of the sixth inning in a 0-0 ball game, and Wesneski's first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Janet Furr. From Kadat. Pitch is rolled foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-2. Janet will win a gift card jackpot of $50 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. 0-2 pitch to Black. Bounced in the dirt, it's 1-2. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter service and savings. That's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. 1-2 to Tyler Black is a swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a slider. And Wesneski has struck out the last three that he's faced. He's got 7 strikeouts this afternoon. Looks to be getting stronger as this game goes on. He's at 75 pitches, which you're starting to get in that range of how much longer can the Cubs push him, but you might gauge it as much on how he looks. Willy Adames, high fly ball, deep left, Hap at the warning track. Now comes in a couple of steps, still on the track and makes the catch. That ball in July is out of here by a lot. But a long fly ball out off the bat of Willy Adames. And there's 2 down. I mean, that one might be onto Waveland in the middle of July. Died on the warning track today. So 2 quick outs for Wesneski, and here's Jake Bowers. Sorry to Janet Furr. First pitch to Bowers. Up and in, 1-0. And this has been a very well-pitched game from these 2 starting pitchers so far. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Bowers rips one foul down the first baseline. Over near the tarp. And it's 1-1. Fastball in. Down and in. Lefties love that pitch down in there, and he just yanked it foul. Here's the 1-1. And did he check? They appeal to third. He was unable to, says Marvin Hudson. So Bowers offered at it, and he's behind 1-2 strikes. Wesneski, pitch number 80, bounced it in the dirt, and it's 2-2. 2 outs and nobody on here, top of the 6th inning, game 1 of this 3-game series. Brewers and Cubs, 2 top teams in the NL Central, Brewers lead by a game. 2-2 is and in. That was a very close pitch, and I'll be honest, Wesneski probably felt like he earned that one. It was right there. Very close to being a strike. And now Bowers will take the timeout. And that's a big call because now it's a 3-2 count. Chance to at least extend this inning on Wesneski if Bowers can collect a hit or draw ball 4. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out anyway. Got him with the breaking ball. 8 strikeouts for Wesneski. And he has retired the last 7 that he's faced here at Wrigley this afternoon. We go to the bottom of the 6th. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for 4 pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk 6 wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. 2 pieces for $10 or 3 for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
0-0 ballgame. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Mike Cochlin was at the plate in the bottom of the fifth when Nico Horner was caught on the base paths for the third out. So Joe Ross faces Tachman to start the sixth and misses outside. It's 1-0. Joe is at 69 pitches, working his way through the order a third time this afternoon. And the pitch, high fly ball into right field. Sal Frelick and Blake Perkins converging in right center. It'll be Perkins that calls off Frelick and makes the catch. Frelick was calling it from the start, but Blake with so much range and that ball drifting into right center makes his way over there and makes the catch. And now here's Ian Happ, who's 2-for-2 today. Quick out for Joe Ross. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider from Ross, and it's 0-1. Nothing wrong with asking the opponent to put the ball in play today. A one pitch. Missed inside. One ball and one strike on Ian Happ. Did not have a great road trip. He went 3-for-25 on that trip, but he is 2-for-2 this afternoon. Swinging it fine at Wrigley. 1-1. And that missed low with a changeup. And it's two balls and a strike. Richard Lovelady, the left-hander, is getting loose in the Cubs bullpen. He pitched in that loss to the Mets yesterday. 2-1. Rolls it on the right side. Fielded by Terang. Ross over there covering first base. And Terang feeds him for the out. Black had broke the bag to go try to make that play as well. Nobody was home, but Joe Ross doing a nice job of hustling over and covering. So it goes 4-1 on the putout for the second out. And here's Christopher Morel. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Brings home the first pitch to Morel. That's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Stuff still looks very good for Joe Ross. He's been very efficient, frankly, here this afternoon. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He took a massive cut at that slider. And it's nothing and two on Christopher Morel. He is 0-for-2 today. He's hit it on the ground both times. A 2 pitch. And he missed outside with a 2-seam fastball. Good 0-2 offering, and Morel didn't expand the zone. 0-0 ball game. Bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-2. Missed high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joe will throw that baseball out of play. Asked for a new one. He's got the one he wanted. And now looks into the right-handed hitting Christopher Morel. Kicks and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a slider. And the count is full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. You cannot see the bullpens here at Wrigley, so you have to rely on the digital boards to tell you who's up in the bullpen. Told you the Cubs have action. Does not appear the Brewers have action as of right now. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball out to center. This is hit pretty well. Perkins back on it. At the track. At the wall. It's gone. Christopher Morel has homered for the second consecutive day. It's a solo shot. The Cubs take a 1-0 lead. sixth home run of the season for Christopher Morel. And now here's Michael Busch, who is 2-for-2 against Ross this afternoon. First offering is a little bit high to Busch. It's 1-0. Morel hit a three-run home run yesterday in New York. And he opens the scoring here in the bottom of the sixth with a solo shot out to center. Swing and a foul at the plate. It's 1-1. Well, as they say, you had to score one run to win this game anyway. So the Brewers trailing by one. Ross trying to keep it right there and let your offense try to get something done. As Hobie Milner starting to get loose in the Brewers bullpen. That is probably for Mervis, who's a couple of batters away. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That was the changeup that time from Ross. Might have been the best changeup he's thrown today. One ball and two strikes. A 1-0 Cubs lead in the bottom of the sixth. And Busch climbs back into the box. Looks in. Here's the 1-2. Did he go? Nope. Fastball upstairs. And Busch was able to check his swing. Count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Nobody on. Joe Ross on his 85th pitch. That missed high. Busch was able to check again. And the count goes full again. It's 3-2. Three-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Swung through a changeup. And an ortho ASAP strikeout for Joe Ross, but the Cubs get on the board. Christopher Morel down 0-2 in the count, battles back to work it full, and launches a solo shot to center. It's 1-0 Chicago as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Pumps Tire Service is your low-price headquarters for all major tire brands. We buy tires manufactured direct and sell to you for less. Right now, get up to $250 in rebates on Hankook, up to $240 in rebates on Goodyear, up to $170 in rebates on Bridgestone, or up to $160 in rebates on Firestone. Pumps Tire won't be undersold. Hurry, offers end May 31st. See store for details. Visit us online at PumpsTire.com. Pumps, we know tires and service. You should know Pumps.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Lead 1-0. We go to the seventh, and here's Josh.
Okay, Lane, and Hayden Wesneski's back out there to face Reese Hoskins, and he delivers low, ball one on a sweeping breaking ball. The home run by Christopher Morel has finally cracked the ice here today. Wesneski probably just to face one more batter. 1-0. That's a strike. Another breaking ball came in knee high, 1-1. Got left-handed hitting Terang and Dunn following Hoskins, and a lefty love lady up in the bullpen. Wesneski's 1-1 pitch. Reese took strike two. Another breaking ball at the knees. Hoskins, a strikeout, and then a line out to right on a fine catch by Mike Tauchman. Wesneski wind up, 1-2 pitch, down and away. He laid off another sweeper. That's all Reese has seen. Wesneski's retired 7 in a row. 5 of those have been strikeouts. Right-handers, 2-2 pitch. Popped foul coming back over the screen. Another breaking ball. Brewers had chances early, left 2 men on base in the 2nd and 4th innings. They haven't had a runner in the 5th or the 6th. And now Hoskins begins the top of the 7th, down a run. 2-2 again. Popped up foul again over the screen. Come just off to our left. You can get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin if you order by May 10th. Certain restrictions apply. 2-2 again. Inside and low. That time on another breaking ball. And Reese has worked a full count. Your order at Pella. Set your free in-home consultation. PellaWI.com. Big pitch here in this game. The 3-2 coming. Line drive into left center field. Is it hanging up for Happ? Yes. Coming on in. He makes the catch. Hoskins hit it hard, but it is caught on the final pitch of the day for Hayden Wesneski. Craig Counsell already out of the dugout to call on Richard Lovelady. So Wesneski throws a gem in his first career start against Milwaukee. He'll go 6 1/3, 3-hit shutout, 8 total strikeouts for Wesneski. And getting a big ovation as he makes his way into the dugout. Lovelady coming in. 1-0 Cubs in the 7th inning. For a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brewers. They remind you when the crew is on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. We'll introduce you to Lovelady after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a career that offers more opportunities? Find out why Schneider stands above the others. In addition to offering the widest selection of home time options, Schneider's safety focus protects drivers. From advanced safety technology on all trucks to giving drivers complete control to determine when it's safe to drive, Schneider delivers. New to trucking? Schneider offers company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options to help you get started. Join a carrier that makes your safety its priority. Search driving jobs near you at SchneiderJobs.com.
Richard Lovelady in to face Bryce Terang. 1 out in the 7th, 1-0 Cubs. And the pitch is fouled back into the screen by Terang, who had 2 of the 3 hits against the starter Wesneski. 2 for 2 is Bryce. Wesneski retired the final 8 he faced. Terang, the last Brewer to reach. Lovelady just up from AAA. The pitch is way inside, almost hit him. Bryce able to thrust back out of the way, though, from ball one.